Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, December 28th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in identifying an individual. Pictures can be found on the Hardy County Sheriff Facebook page. If you know of any information relating to the identity of this individual, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or send an anonymous tip on the Hardy County Sheriff's mobile app. Your local events, Ready, Aim, Fire. It's the Wauchula Kiwanis Club's 26th annual clay shoot happening Saturday, January 15th. Individual registration starts at just $125. It's a 100-shot course. Special prizes will be awarded to the top four-person team, along with top male, top female, and top youth shooters. You must provide ammunition, eye and hearing protection, and a cart if you desire. It all happens at Dark Hammock Legacy Ranch, 330 Clark Road in Lake Placid. Registration starts at 7:30 a.m., a mandatory safety briefing at 8:30, and the contest begins at 9. For more information, please call Margie Ludden at 863-381-9508. That number again is 863-381-9508. And the Denim and Diamonds Annual Gala is coming soon, and the deadline for registration will close on January 3rd. For more information, visit hardycc.com/gala. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Florida Distillers Company is looking for an ingredients coordinator, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of inventory control and manufacturing experience are preferred. East Coast Migrant Head Start Project is looking for bus drivers. Minimum requirements include a high school diploma or GED with a Class A or B commercial driver's license, along with a P&S endorsement and school bus driver certificate of training. And ACASA Senior Care is looking for a direct support professional, 1 year of caregiving experience, a driver's license, and CPR certification are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 76 degrees out, feels like 80 degrees. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions mostly sunny. Shade temperature 74 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Wind south-southeast 7 miles per hour with gust up to 12. Your humidity slightly humid, 60%. Air quality is fair. The dew point 62 degrees. Cloud cover 10%, 10 miles of visibility, and your cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, areas of fog early this morning, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, areas of fog toward morning, lows around 60, south winds around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, areas of fog early in the morning, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight with lows in the lower 60s and south winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA is leveraging its authority under the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program to bring in new types of partners and expand opportunities in voluntary conservation. The program enables USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation through Farm Service Agency and partners to co-invest in partner-led projects. Currently, the program has 34 projects in 26 states on more than 860,000 acres. Researchers say pork prices, not industry profits, are rising. Economists from Iowa State University and North Carolina State University released the report with the National Pork Producers Council showing prices are rising due to increased transportation costs, supply bottlenecks and delays, and increased labor costs throughout the supply chain, caused or intensified by the pandemic. NPPC says the long-term outlook for labor, a critical factor in easing supply chain challenges and high prices, depends on future immigration policy and egg labor reform. The Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office released a report on the implementation of USDA's Market Facilitation Program in 2018 and 19. The report shows payments by USDA significantly overestimated the actual trade damages suffered by producers of eligible commodities. The report also found the calculated method USDA used in 2019 for payments to non-specialty crop producers resulted in higher payments for southern farmers than producers in other parts of the country.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA says it is making huge investments in rural infrastructure programs and climate-smart adaptability. Secretary Tom Vilsack.
We're announcing $633 million being invested in 793 projects impacting all 50 states and Puerto Rico.
Vilsack told reporters the investments will go toward five key programs focused on energy efficiency, resilience, and biofuel infrastructure. $38 million will be given as grants, and another $595 million will be sent out as loans. The projects range widely in size and scope.
There's a hydroponic lettuce farm, for example, in Florida that's receiving a REAP grant of $35,000 to invest in a solar system. But there's also an $85.7 million loan for a large-scale solar photovoltaic farm in Illinois, which will provide wholesale power to 23 distributive cooperatives in Illinois, Indiana, and Missouri.
In Alabama, Headland Peanut Warehouse Co-op has received a $250,000 grant, while the Murfree Seed Farm received $41,000. In Florida, Valdez Poultry received three grants totaling nearly $180,000. In Georgia, Southern Valley Fruit and Vegetable was awarded a grant of more than $230,000. More than half of the money went to projects proposed through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, which helps farmers and small businesses install renewable energy systems or improve their energy efficiency.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street's benchmark started the day with more gains, although tech stocks wavered by mid-morning, sending the NASDAQ modestly lower. The latest snapshot of home prices shows them rocketing higher yet again.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index climbed 18.4% in October from a year earlier. The gain marked a slight deceleration from a 19.1% year-over-year increase in September. However, it was about in line with what economists had been expecting. All 20 cities posted double-digit annual gains.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The latest word on holiday sales? Well, they rose at the fastest pace in 17 years this season. Sales rose 8.5% from 1 year ago, according to MasterCard Spending Pulse. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Dolphins beat the Saints last night 20-3 to build their winning streak now to 7. That's their longest since 1985. The Fish, now 8-7. Nola drops to 7-8. Saints had to start fourth-string quarterback Ian Book, who made his NFL debut without his top two tackles in the lineup. He had 20 players overall sidelined in COVID protocols, and it showed. Dolphins defense was able to sack the rookie 8 times to move into a playoff spot with the win. Saints were so depleted they signed 4 players just hours before kickoff just to complete their roster. In college bowl action, Caleb Ellaby threw 2 touchdowns, ran for another. Western Michigan recorded its second bowl victory in program history, rolling past Nevada 52-24 in the Quick Lane Bowl from Ford Field in Detroit. Sean Tyler returned to kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown for the Broncos. This is SRN Sports. Boise State pulled out of the Arizona Bowl and shut down all team activities due to COVID issues within its football program. The Broncos were scheduled to play Central Michigan at Arizona Stadium on Friday. Organizers now looking for a replacement for Boise State. 14 NHL games postponed because of COVID protocols. However, the league is set to resume later tonight with 3 games on the schedule after an extended holiday break. The defending Stanley Cup champion Lightning will not have either of their NHL goaltenders in the net or their coach for a final rematch against the Canadiens, and coach Peter DeBoer is out for the Golden Knights game at Los Angeles. The league postponed 3 more games slated for later this week to bring the total now to 70 this season. Chicago's game at Winnipeg and a home-and-home series between Dallas and Colorado are the latest on the list to be rescheduled. In a sidebar, the Kraken will be without forward Brandon Tenev for the rest of the season with a torn ACL. This is SRN Sports.
That concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: the early bird might get the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.